Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Well, I think the Annapolis Police Department may have blacklisted us. They never responded to any of our inquiries regarding the three kids who were shot getting off the school bus. And when I followed up asking about the results of Saturday's gun turn-in event, nothing but crickets. I guess I'm going to send an email to the chief of police and see what's up. But not cool, APD. Not cool at all. Anyhow, I'll keep you all up to speed there. But we do have some news, so we better get into it, shall we? Down in Calvert County, a Calvert County sheriff's pursuit ensued following reports of car break-ins. The 25-mile chase ended in Anne Arundel County just before rush hour at Birdsville Road and Solomon's Island Road, where the vehicle crashed. Unfortunately, a juvenile female died from her injuries. The five others in the car were taken to various regional hospitals, with the driver being in critical condition. The Maryland Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division is investigating this crash and will be releasing more information along with dash camera and body-worn camera footage very shortly. And on Sunday, just after midnight, a car crash in Arnold injured two 16-year-old males, one critically. A 2009 Toyota Camry crashed on Shore Acres Road after it left the road for an unknown reason and struck a tree. Both teenagers were rushed to Baltimore's R. Adams Cali Shock Trauma Center, and again, one is in critical condition. Demolition crews used explosives to dismantle the largest remaining piece of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. The effort is part of the ongoing cleanup after the bridge incident in March, which caused significant disruptions to maritime traffic and local businesses. The successful operation is a critical step towards refloating the Dolly container ship, which has been stuck in the wreckage. The demolition was described as precise, and further steps are still planned to ensure that no debris hampers the refloating efforts. This is a giant step to reopening the port, and Carnival Cruise Lines just announced that on the advice of the port warden, they intend to resume cruises from Baltimore on May 18th. The shipping channels are still expected to be fully reopened by the end of this month. Looking to a rainy tomorrow morning so far. The Naval Academy's Class of 2027 will do the Herndon Climb starting at 8 a.m. This event does mark the end of their plebe year and challenges about 1,000 of them to figure out how to replace a Dixie Cup hat with a midshipman's cover atop a greased 21-foot obelisk. Yes, a greased obelisk. If any of the plebes are listening, check your egos at Bancroft Hall and work with your shipmates for a group success. For those that are looking to go and witness this thing, you will need a government ID, and it does get underway at 8 a.m. right there in front of the Naval Academy Chapel. And today is primary day in Maryland. If you have not voted yet, the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Those in line by closing time will be allowed to vote, and same-day registration is available at the polling places for those with proof of residency, and that means a government-issued ID along with the current address and another form, usually a bill, a lease, a mortgage document, something along those lines. There is a lot riding on this election and in the general in November. We are voting for our U.S. congressman or woman, our U.S. senator, two circuit court judges, and the entire school board here in Anne Arundel County. And in the grander scheme of things, we are also voting for president as well. Please get out and exercise this right. It is so important. And again, many thanks to all who continue to sign up for our daily news recap. If you're not receiving it, you are missing out. There is a link right here in the show notes for you, and feel free to forward that to any friends, family, and colleagues. And remember, it's free, it's short, it's sweet. It comes to your email inbox every day at 7 p.m., all without any pesky paywalls like some of those other places. And as we start to close out, today is Ticket Tuesday, and today from Ram's Head on Stage, I have a pair of tickets to see three shows. We have Ruth Moody of the Whale and Jennies on the 21st, Maggie Rose on the 24th, and jazz sax player Kim Waters on the 26th. And speaking of jazz sax, I was so sad to learn that David Sanborn died on Sunday. He was fighting prostate cancer and was actually scheduled to be here at the Ram's Head this week. A really great loss to the jazz scene. Anyhow, if you'd like one of those three shows, get in touch with me. I might pick you. And of course, you want to make sure you check out ramsheadonstage.com for all of the amazing shows that are on deck. All right, that's a wrap. But first, a quick thank you to you for listening and sharing and letting all your friends and colleagues know about us, and to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief: Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to hang tight, because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is standing by with the only locally forecasted weather report you'll find. All that's coming up for you in just a bit. And when you're done with that, go out and vote.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Tuesday, May 14th. Yesterday was amazing out across the Annapolis region. While the rest of the week will bring two or three rain chances, conditions will be very comfortable on the whole, with temperatures generally staying in the 70s for highs today through the weekend. Look for mostly cloudy skies today with a good chance for showers and a few storms, especially in the PM hours, with highs in the low to mid 70s along with slightly breezy southerly winds, occasionally gusting over 20 miles per hour at times, with rain chances lasting through much of Wednesday, with highs Wednesday in the mid-60s to lower 70s as winds switch to a northeast or northerly fashion. From there, the expectation is for mixed skies Thursday and Friday, with temperatures in the mid-70s or so each day, 4 p.m. highs, with another chance for some rain showers very late Friday into Saturday, with highs Saturday in the low 70s, followed by mid-70s on Sunday, with a return of mostly sunny skies. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe, and be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service, and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief.
Tell your friends and colleagues. This is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.